You see, being baptized is not a man's job to convince some people to get to be baptized. If you do that, you are manipulating the people to something that they actually, it is not out of their will. And so when we read, let us read Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I want us to understand something, the life after baptism. But it's the now the door that heaven will be open heaven. And it says that Johann said, I baptize you with water for repentance. Like so good. I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me. It kept an under Bible verse, I think. ESV. It says that, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so listen very carefully. I want you to pay very attention. You see, John the Baptist was an evangelist preaching the gospel. His job was to preach to the people. The people were living in the darkness, and he is to preach the gospel. And the people were convinced by the word of God that he was preaching. So they came to John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, his job is to baptize them. They are convinced by the word. So he baptized them into repentance. But then after the baptism, you need the baptism of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus himself needs to baptize you. Never think that after the baptism, I'm righteous, I'm perfect, I'm a Christian. No. You need the baptism, the second baptism, which is the Holy Spirit and the fire. So many people are now baptized when in the water, but they still go to disco, they still have girlfriend, they still sleep with people, they still smoke, they still live in the same life. Why? Because they have not get the second baptism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have entered into the first door. That's the first season. You qualify to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it is now the time that you have seen that you don't look at yourself that I'm now a sinner and when I'm baptized, I can't live for Christ the way I want to live, the way I want to. No, that's not the thing. When you be baptized, you come into repentance. Fine. So the one who baptizes you with the Spirit is Jesus. When he comes, he will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. And so you wish to go to disco. You wish to drink alcohol. You wish to take girlfriend. But because of the Spirit that Jesus has baptized you with, this Spirit that is living in you will not allow you. So when you see alcohol, instead of liking it, it had stinking, you will not like to do it. Because there is Spirit inside you. It doesn't connect with those things. You get what I'm talking about? So that is how Jesus is. So when we go to, let me teach you the biblical thing. Let's go to John chapter 4. John chapter 3. I want us to read the scripture about Nicodemus.
Ja, ik wil die minuten.
Is nou een vol.
Ja, nog 10 minuten.
John 3, verse 1. It says that, now there was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jew council. This man came to Jesus by the night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are teacher comes
from God. You are a teacher, come from God. For no one can do this sign that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Listen, so this is born again. When you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And then the next verse, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again? He is old. Can he enter second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Look, it's a fact. Jesus answered, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water. Are you going with me?
Yeah.
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit. That's it. That is what is there. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is of flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. So unless one is not born only by water, that he can enter and can see the kingdom. But you need to be born by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus himself, when we read the mighty, whilst John was baptizing them into water, when you go back to John again, to Matthew again, right? When you go to Matthew again, and when you jump into Matthew 3, chapter 10, you could see that then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. Eh? So Jesus himself, when he came to the world, he needed the baptism as well. And then when he was being baptized, the Spirit came as a dove upon him. Otherwise, Jesus could have not done the word of God and also performed the miracle. So, when we read our last quotation, how many times do I have?
You have save me.
Oh, good. So, 2 Corinthians, let's go there. 2 Corinthians. Everybody, I want you to follow me well. I hope you guys are following me well. Okay, good. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians, I want someone from the public to read for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
mm-hmm.
the new creation has come.
Mm-hmm.
The old has gone.
Mm-hmm.
The new is here. Amen.
Amen. So the moment that you are being born by water is not being born again, officially being born by the Spirit. But the moment that Jesus himself baptized you with the Spirit, and then the old things goes away. Your sins, your past, everything that you have done, it goes away. You have become a new baby in God. So your life is new. Everything that you do, it is not anymore in the world, but it is being directed by the Spirit of God that is in you. So you don't do it because you want it, but you are doing it because God inside you is leading you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that is being baptized in the Spirit. So if you see someone who says, I go to church, I've been baptized, but I have sex with my boyfriend, but I go out with my girlfriend, or I eat, I do such things with my fiance, that person, I must tell you the truth, is not real. You are absolutely not being born of God. You are still in this world. But when you are born of God, you start pushing these things away. You start pushing them away because they are sin. And sin, God is holy. You need to be connected with God. No man can come and stand here and preach the gospel or reveal the secret from above to you unless that person has the Spirit which is from above. Praise the Lord. I hope you guys are getting me. So the moment that you baptize, actually, you shouldn't think about, so how am I going to live? People are going to look at me. And now I'm baptized, I go to church, so people are going to look at me the way I will dress. When I dress, I have to dress well. I don't have to wear mock anymore. I don't have to do this anymore. out, and I don't have to put makeup anymore because they are going to look at me. You know what? That one is not your problem. It is not your problem because you are not being born by the world. You are not born of the Spirit. So everything you do, it is being directed by the Spirit. And the Bible says that those who are directed by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as simple as so it is not your will anymore. You depend on God. And God himself will teach you how what to choose, what to dress, what you don't mind what the world are saying because you are not of the world anymore. You are born of above. So what you do, what you